I think that's kind of been our thing. It's community over competition, and kind of like a little bit of a mantra of us as owners and, you know, the group of content creators that we actually have that support us. You know, we have dozens and dozens between, you know, what would be, you know, District 2, which would be like your Lackawanna, Luzerne County. You know, we cover District 11, which is your Lehigh County, Lehigh Valley Market. And then, of course, District 4, which, you know, stems from Berwick all the way down to Williamsport. So, you know, we have a pretty good following, pretty good group of content contributors all in those different markets and areas. And, you know, they love what they do. You know, I think that's why we all do what we do, is because, you know, we're passionate about photography, we're passionate about videography. You know, folks are interested in announcing, play-by-play, whatever it might be, the graphic design. We welcome it all.
It still hits, I don't miss it. It's go, 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 like a go, go flow. And I'm almost known, and I told y'all so. When I throw these flows, like a Strokes and Bow, and I ain't too close, it's Joe Smo goes. And I'm on my grind, that is all the time. I do not do breaks, that's right, I stay in dry. And look, I'm back with a little bit of that, a little more cash than I came in with. Ready, that cat is out that bag, but I still ask, the boy got skills. I don't need her, I don't need him, I don't need help with me, I got this. I can sing songs, I can spit raps, and I can do both, even do this, word.
This episode is brought to you by Anthracite Pallet Solutions. Need reliable, durable pallets to keep your business moving? At Anthracite Pallet Solutions, we specialize in new and used 48x40 wooden pallets. Whether you're shipping, storing, or stacking, we offer high-quality pallets that keep your operations running smoothly. With our own fleet of trucks and trailers, we deliver on time, every time. And if warehouse space is a concern, our drop trailer services have you covered. From custom orders to large-scale deliveries, we're here to meet your every need with top-notch customer service and unbeatable prices. We're currently shipping within 2 hours of Scranton, Pennsylvania, including Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Maryland. Call us today at 570-606-9206 or inquire online at anthracitepallet.com and let us handle your pallet solutions. Anthracite Pallet Solutions, built to last. Designed to move. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the pioneers of the portable wood-burning sauna. Did you know that using the sauna 3 to 4 times per week could reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by up to 50% and make you 60% less likely to experience Alzheimer's disease? That's why I've been a big fan of the sauna for years. But having to go to a crowded gym to do it isn't ideal. And all the at-home options are bulky and expensive. That's why I only use the Sweat Tent for my sauna needs. It's the most storable and affordable wood-burning sauna on the market. It not only takes minutes to set up, but it can reach 200 degrees Fahrenheit in 30 minutes or less. So whether you're enjoying it yourself in your backyard, with friends, or in need of a reliable sauna on the go, Sweat Tent is your best choice for the most portable, storable, and enjoyable outdoor sauna experience. All On The Stacks listeners will receive $100 off when you use code OTS. Visit SweatTent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code OTS at checkout. Again, that's SweatTent.com to get $100 off with code OTS. Sweat Tent, helping you fire up your home wellness routine. This episode is brought to you by FitAF. If you haven't already noticed, I live and breathe entrepreneurship. Whether it's launching new ventures, attending pitch meetings, or mentoring budding entrepreneurs, my schedule is jam-packed. And that's where FitAF steps in. Their menu changes weekly, offering a variety of chef-inspired meals designed by nutrition experts using only the best quality ingredients, keeping me fueled and focused. Their vast selection of meals has you covered for all types of dietary restrictions and diet plans, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As an On The Stacks listener, enjoy our exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more when you use code OTS at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code OTS for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Healthy meals and seamless nutrition, keeping entrepreneurs at the top of their game.
Justin Bradley, welcome to the On The Stacks podcast.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in. And I'm excited because I saw you guys, I recently saw the news about the Dave Portnoy deal you guys got going on. So yeah, it's exciting, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously been a deal in the making here. We've been really looking forward to, but you know, it's obviously, hey, never say it won't happen.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that certainly created a little buzz around April Fool's Day, but it was certainly pretty fun.
Yeah, I could appreciate the April Fool's as we were talking a little bit before we came on here. I've always been a big jokester, prankster. My mom is like my biggest fan, and as she's hearing this right now, she's gonna laugh because I also as a kid pulled a lot of pranks on my mom as well. Right. You know, I think she maybe at some of them she didn't think were funny at the time. But then afterwards, you know, maybe now she'll look back like, oh yeah, they were funny, you know. But
it's always good to lighten the mood, though, you know.
It is, yeah, yeah. But yeah, but like the, you know, but as far as like the content, you know, obviously, you know, and we were talking before too, and you know, just talking about Barstool, and you know, obviously their content's, you know, a little bit different than, you know, yours, but still in the sports world. But you know, it's I've always been a fan of it, to be honest. I don't even, at least nowadays, I don't consume really as much content as much as I used to anyway. But Barstool was always one that, I mean, they're kind of like the GOAT, you know, like, you know, and the OG of, I'll say, of the content world. I mean, Dave Portnoy claims he invented the internet. I think, I don't know if he still has that in his bio. I mean, I know he did at one point, like on, I don't know if it was on Instagram or Twitter, but he, you know, I think
he invented pizza too, right?
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How could I forget that? Yeah.
One bite. Everyone that's right. knows the rule.
That's right. Yeah. 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 He invented a lot of things. The internet, pizza. I mean, the guy, he deserves some awards.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, it's great to have you on. And I always say whenever I have on another content creator, it's always good to be able to relate on this type of level. And, you know, sometimes we nerd out about, you know, losing files or space, yeah, or, you know, photo and video and just all this stuff. But yeah, it's exciting to see what you guys are doing. You guys have built, you know, a very impressive platform, you know, in a short amount of time. So
yeah,
it's always cool just to hear like how and why other people are doing that and doing, you know, and why they do what they do.
Yeah. I mean, SportsWire was a, you know, it's been a ride here the last 50 weeks. I mean, we really started, you know, back this time this year, 2 weeks prior to that. And, you know, we, you know, the owners, Brad Loft, myself, Justin Bradley, you know, Carrie Apel and Matt Flanagan, you know, all got together really because we were all helping to contribute with Vice Seminole Sports. And, you know, we had an opportunity when Swerve was looking to kind of, you know, part ways with what he grew. And because we did so much with them, it was just one of those things, like it just kind of segued into, you know, us, Brandon, and starting our own thing and you know, putting our own spin on things. And, you know, it's been well received. And we thank the community for that.
Yeah. What was it like just getting started? Because I always find too, and I'm sure there was probably a lot that you expected, but there's probably also a lot that you probably didn't expect. Like, you know, good things happen, bad things happen. And, you know, whether it's more challenging than you thought it was, or whether it was easier, maybe some parts, I'm sure, maybe like, oh, okay, yeah, this isn't as hard as I thought. But I'm sure there's also probably some parts you're like, oh man, like this is a little challenging, you know? So I'm always curious to hear like what other people's experiences were just in the content space. Because obviously content nowadays, content is really everything.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I guess the cool thing is for many of us that, you know, we're starting this was, you know, we had our own following ourselves. Like, you know, I run a photography business, Justin Focus Photography, Brad had BL Sports Photography, and, you know, Carrie has Vision Media, Matt runs his own gym, Fame Strength in Dallas. So, you know, we all had our own little angles and things that we did separately from SportsWire. And, you know, getting started out, we've all, you know, created our own businesses. We've all created our own web pages and created our own content and you know, social media following too. So, you know, to say, hey, we're starting something new together, you know, I think that helped bring everyone over to help follow us. And, you know, they obviously knew that we were doing something very similar too with 570 Sports at the same time. So, you know, it's engaging and, you know, kids love that. So families love that. So, you know, we got some instant followers right away and, you know, following what we're doing. You know, some of the obstacles and challenges were really, you know, getting a website, bank accounts, like, I mean,
the basics.
You know,
yeah.
It's like all the stuff that you think about restarting a business. I've never been a partner with anybody. I've always been a sole proprietor with my businesses.
Okay.
An individual contributor going back to, you know, even my
right.
Verizon days.
Yeah.
So, you know, that. So,
yeah.
You know, those are the things that I thrived in. So working with others, you know, is what you can bring and what you do, well, what you can contribute. You know, what are you good at? What aren't you good at? You know, we're learning with each other, and those are some of the good things and some of the bad things.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you have a background. Obviously, you know, you grew up playing sports, right? And you know, beyond just like the traditional, I'll say, like, you know, like the basketball and the volleyball type,
yeah.
You know, baseball, all that, but BMX and you used to skate too, right?
Yeah, man. I think of everyone that is part of SportsWire, I bring the alternative aspect of things.
I love it. Yeah.
I grew up skateboarding. I grew up BMX riding. You know, I had some elements of you know, bike racing. You know, I was a snowboarder too. I was president of my ski club in high school. And,
You know, she did all the extreme stuff.
All the extreme stuff. And I still love that. I still gravitate to that. Actually, just the other day, I stopped down here at the Wilkes-Barre skate park just because, you know, I was passing by going to a Holy Redeemer lacrosse game. And I'm like, man, there's a bunch of kids over there. I'm going to go over and make their day. And I'm gonna go ahead and shoot some shots for them.
No way. And that's cool.
I'll tell you, the cool thing is there was a game over the summer. I had stopped down. Wyoming Valley was, I think the Wyoming Valley League for youth football was having an all-star game. I came down and shot that for them. And, you know, obviously, commuting back, I was like getting on the highway and I noticed the skate park and I was like, man, I always wanted to visit that. I knew it was being built and here it is built. And there's all these kids on scooters, skateboards. And I pulled in and I'll tell you, all these kids from Plains Bike Shop or whatever that bike shop might be. I'll tell you that. I mean, they're all riding their scooters and I'll tell you, they were sick. I mean, grinding. I mean, some of the aerials, 360s. I mean, tail whips and everything. I mean, all the things that brought back like my youth.
Nostalgia.
I was really digging that, and you know, it made it easy because that took me back to my roots. And I also know too, you know, what that means, because there used to be older guys like when I was skating, you know, to be that support element or to be like, hey, sick shot, you know, not sick shot, but, you know, sick tricks. You guys are doing a great job. Like those types of things are really, you know, inspiring.
Yeah, because I think too, also, I'll say like, you know, because I mean, I, you know, I probably wasn't as good as you were, but like, you know, I used to BMX and skateboard, and you know, I had a scooter too. Broke a handful of bones here and there over the years.
No fun.
But right, yeah. But but I think I feel like back then, I'll say like, you know, my generation, you know, ours back in the day, we'll say like when we used to do those types of sports. I think it was like looked at a little bit differently, and it was looked at more like you were almost like that, like a bad kid, and like and like you would get kicked out of places, and there really was. Wasn't anywhere really to even go that I'll say, like, there was no real legit skate park, right? There was nothing.
You create your own.
Yeah.
I mean, funny story. And as you mentioned that, I grew up in New Milford, Pennsylvania. So up in Susquehanna County, that's where I was born and raised. And, you know, we had a tennis court that was like vacant. No one ever used it, you know? And so, you know, me and buddies, we created our own skate park.
We built ramps
and, we actually took it pretty extreme. I mean, we had rails, we had everything in there. And I'm going to tell you, everyone from towns over would come and skate there.
Really?
We had kids from Binghamton, New York coming down to skate at our skate park.
That's so cool.
And, you know, I mean, there was town council meetings. There were certain things to be able to kid like, hey.
Were they trying to shut it down?
Trying to shut it down in ways, but we had some backers. We had some supporters of what we're doing because, let's face it, I mean, you're either doing that, you're doing drugs, you're doing something, you know, that's not, you know, productive.
Sure.
Right? And,
yeah.
And you know, as soon as the school bell, you know, got, you know, rang and you got dropped off on the school bus. Where are you going? Well, we're going to skate, you know, and, you know, we created a pretty tight-knit family, tight-knit group of skaters. And, you know, that's what we did. And, you know, we'd all group together. We'd go to skate contests. We would just, you know, it was a good time. And, you know, at that time, as I think back and look back at it, it's probably some of the best times of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, thinking back too, when I was a kid, a buddy of mine, I don't know if it was that, you know, considered, you know, forgive me to anyone that's listening that knows the difference of like a half pipe or not. Right. But he built, I'm just going to say like a half pipe, like, but it was pretty big and literally built it in his backyard. I mean, it was like legit. And, I don't know if there's like, is there such thing as a quarter pipe?
Oh yeah.
Like what's the difference? Is it just not as high?
So take a half pipe.
Oh, yeah, duh, half. Yeah, geez, I'm answering my own question.
Yeah, dude. Take a half pipe, cut it in half. There's your quarter pipe. Put it up against the wall. Put it up against the tennis court fence, and
yeah,
you know, there's your quarter pipe, and that's really how you would get speed in a little space.
Yeah,
and you know, usually there's some metal coping on that, and that's how you do your grinds and you know, aerials up in up in the air. So
yeah,
certainly had those. We had our wedge boxes and our rails, walls, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other cool thing is too, is just being in the community and going around just skating and having a good time and, you know, going to get a soda or going to get, you know, that was almost a ritual for us. Was we'll find our way and make our way to Pump and Pantry and get there by, a couple hours in and grab our snacks and then head back.
Yeah, it was always something, right? Like, I feel like every kid, like, and I kind of, you know, as a kid too, I had the same thing. Like, we would always go, like, you know, my friends and I, we would go get, a hoagie, right? That was like the thing. We'd get a hoagie and a soda. And the soda, I think at the time, for me at least, it was Code Red. I don't even know if they still make that.
Yeah, ours was Mountain Dew. But.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was obviously a favorite of mine as well. But you know, get the Code Red soda, get some candy and you know, a hoagie, and like that was the day, you know. And then, you know, whether we were, you know, riding, bikes or skating, whatever it was. I was just, looking back on it, I was like, that was it was cool. It was fun. And, but I like I said, nowadays it's nice to see that, communities are now embracing more and actually building legitimate skate parks where, cause I obviously looking back, the little park that you guys made of your own, yeah. Which is, that's really cool. You guys made something like that, that big, that much as kids, because, it's not easy to do that. But so I can understand the safety aspect of it, yep. Of course, you don't want anyone falling, because you really could get seriously hurt whether it's in a skate park or not, right. just riding in general, but I do understand that the safety part of it, but I also just think it is important, just as you said, for the communities to really embrace and to build stuff like this, because if the kids don't have this stuff and it's something they want to do, they're going to go do it no matter what. But then, right. Like you said, if they're not doing that and they're not involved in whatever it is, if it's skating's their thing or if it's basketball or whatever, either or, but if they're not involved in so I'll just say sports in general. We don't even have to talk about which one, but I think the sports in general really does hold kids and communities and families together, and I think it's so important. Now more than ever too, because as technology, I'm a big technology lover, as I'm sure you are as well, yeah. Right? But as technology has evolved, it's there's nowadays there's less. I'll say kids don't get outside as much. I'm sure they still do, and there's certain right. But the technology has lent itself for kids. Just it's so much easier to sit inside and play on the iPad or the phone or the game consoles, and we've all done it. Even me as an adult.
Right? You gravitate. I remember transitioning from high school and obviously being almost what I felt was a really good skateboarder, really good bike rider, alternative sport type of person. I'll tell you, when someone like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater came out and I was a freshman in college, man, it was
the greatest thing ever.
Give me the couch.
Stop everything else. Oh man, that's the greatest game ever.
No doubt.
It really was.
To this day, my old roommate, he'll shoot me clips of just stupid stuff that he'll see, a reel that he's seen. And
yeah,
he's and of course it refers to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, because let's face it, we've skipped a few classes to have a few games of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah, who hasn't, right? Yeah. Definitely one of the greatest games ever. Honestly, really, really, truly, I think probably one of the greatest games. I don't care what anyone says. Obviously, there's newer games now. I still play a little bit here and there, different types of games. But yeah, there was nothing like those games back in the day, man.
Couldn't agree more.
Obviously then too, it inspired us to want to go out and skate and obviously it's just a game, but some of the things you're able to pull off in those games, obviously sometimes it's impossible, but in real life, but it was cool. But like I said, the whole thing with technology nowadays, I know it could be a challenge. I know your kids are a little bit older than mine are, but I know your kids are obviously involved in sports, of course, but I know it's a challenge today with parents, with the technology. Even my kids, my son's almost four, our daughter's a little over a year, even our, almost 4-year-old, it's already a bit of a challenge, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, but it's one of those things where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't,
right.
It's
one of those things where you really want to try to emphasize getting kids off the couch and then getting into sports and getting into an activity. You see all these different organizations out there promoting activity, whether it's just an hour a day, whatever it might be, I was a coach growing up. Really when my kids were super young, starting a t-ball, soccer, things like that. That's where it starts. And that's really where it started with me with Sportswire and trying to really, help promote kids, promote your teams and, be an advocate for them, and the youth in general. But it's certainly tough to see when kids are starting to prefer the electronics over the sports that we grew up on.
Yeah, for sure. But like you said, you guys have this platform, and I think it's great, and it helps, to be able to promote, the local sports scene. And you guys cover a lot, man. I was looking, obviously a little before you came, and it's you guys cover a real lot.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I think that's kind of been our thing, is it's community over competition and kind of like a little bit of a mantra, us as owners and the group of content creators that we actually have that support us. We have dozens and dozens, between, what would be, District 2, which would be like your Lackawanna, Luzerne County. We cover District 11, which is your Lehigh County and Lehigh Valley Market. And then, of course, District 4, which, stems from, you know, Berwick all the way down to Williamsport. So, you know, we have a pretty good following, pretty good group of content contributors all in those different markets and areas. And, you know, they love what they do. And, you know, I think that's why we all do what we do is because, you know, we're passionate about photography, we're passionate about videography. You know, folks are interested in announcing, play-by-play, whatever it might be, the graphic design. We welcome it all.
Yeah. 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 What district were you? What was, when you were a kid, what was that?
Yeah. So I would have been considered, District 2.
Oh, it was?
It would have been District 2, but...
I know you're up there, right?
Yeah, Blue Ridge.
Susquehanna County?
Yep, Susquehanna County, Blue Ridge, Susquehanna County, and, you know, small school. I graduated with 69 kids, and, you know, sports were relevant, for sure. We didn't have a football team. It was shortly after I graduated, we ended up, you know, kind of doing a little bit of a merger with Susquehanna Sabres up there. Kind of wish that was around when I was you know, yeah. In high school, because football is one of my favorite sports. But
that's weird. You didn't have football.
We wouldn't be able to support a team.
Yeah.
You know, our school was so small, we wouldn't have been able to support.
Can't even put a team together, you know, financially and physically.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Even think about that. That, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't play football, you know, as a kid. I mean, I was a runner, but. But yeah, I can't even imagine what it would have been like, you know, growing up without that.
You know, we had a junior program. It was called the Blue Ridge Triplets. And again, probably going back to, you know, what would be, you know, like my son's age, you know, he's 12, but, you know, realistically from 5 to 12 years old, you know, playing junior football and, you know, part of the Blue Ridge Triplets, some of the best times of my life. I still remember some of the players. I could probably wrap off my entire team. We won the Super Bowl with, and that was at the time we would, you know, go all the way out to Troy and play our Super Bowl. We'd play teams like Tunkhannock, Towanda. Yeah, we come down and play the Oliphant Lions, which are now the Mid-Valley Spartans. And, you know, you see a lot of these old entities that had their own programs now transition to really be under their school platforms, which is pretty cool to see still.
Yeah. So, you know, with SportsWire, like, so kind of like explain, you know, I mean, obviously I understand it, you know, mostly, but like, how does it work? I know you say you guys have other contributors, as obviously you guys as you know, the partners, owners, like how does it work?
Yeah. So, you know, SportsWire is a media platform. You know, we welcome anybody that is, you know, a content contributor, from a photographer to a videographer. Again, we just started a Wire to Wire, which is our play-by-play radio broadcast, which is pretty sweet. And we just kicked that off 2 months ago. We also have elements of graphic design. So we have some designers. We also have journalists, you know, that are really into writing, you know, and statisticians that, you know, help with the website. So we have a website that, you know, we
pretty great articles. Website, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, we create articles. A lot around schools, schools that we support. We're impartial. We don't focus on one school. You know, we all live in the backyards of some of these schools, so they might get a little bit more love, unfortunately. But it's one of those things that's sometimes convenient to throw a rock at the Valley View baseball field from my house.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's only on the corner.
Yeah, so. There's only obviously so many people to go around too. And if, you know, if you're there, like, it's just, I mean, obviously it's going to get covered, you know, because you're there. Or, you know, one of the other partners might be there. It's just kind of the way it goes. But right.
I mean, we have dozens and dozens of content contributors across, you know, the entire Northeast. A lot of times it's going to be kids that are in school and they're already going to the games. They're already maybe participating in those events, whether it's track or lacrosse or what have you, and they have their specific things that they enjoy. So they're there already and they pick up a camera, they enjoy it, and they want to be able to, you know, showcase that. So putting that on SportsWire on our social platform and collaborating with us has really grown the platform. But in tandem with that is, you know, we welcome, you know, a community of that. So we have our own community where we actually communicate back and forth with these content contributors. We offer feedback. We'll do side by side. You know, come out to an event with us, teach you how to use your camera. Some are lacking. Some aren't confident in what they're doing, and that's what we're there as a support element, to be able to help them learn their camera, learn their techniques. We have great designers too, so being able to help with Photoshop or Lightroom. You know, we're there as a support element to be able to help grow what they want to do. And I think that's the cool thing. And I think that, you know, someone mentioned it, the authentic, you know, feedback and the authentic approach that we bring to sports community is why we've probably taken off and grown so fast.
Yeah, because I think it's, you know, I don't know if we said it earlier, but maybe it was right before we came on, but you touched on it briefly, and I'm glad we didn't really talk about it, so we can kind of, you know, talk a little bit now. It's like, you know, obviously, I'm just going to call it new media. You know, if you guys kind of refer to it that way, but it's kind of how I refer to, you know, any content nowadays, right? New media versus, we'll say, traditional media, like legacy media,
sure.
You know, like the old school newspapers, you know, TV, all that. And, you know, obviously there's, you know, as you said, you guys have writers and journalists and, you know, but nowadays it's, I'm just curious to see like how, you know, what it's like nowadays with, you know, because obviously I'm sure some of the writers and creators and contributors that you guys have are probably still some of the traditional type people, but also maybe some of the new, I'll say the new media world, you know, which, you know, could be a little bit different and, you know, maybe challenging or clash a little bit or whatever it is, but it's different. I think, and to your point is one of the things that makes it very successful is the authenticity and the ability to, you know, to be able to cover, sports in a different way and in your way, in the way that you want to do it as compared to the way it used to be done. And it's still done, you know, I'll say that way, obviously in traditional media, sure. But I always like to see, I'm obviously a huge fan of just other content creators in general. I don't care if it's writing, video, photo, whatever it is. I'm a big fan, big supporter. I always try to support anyone in the, you know, not just on, you know, I even put podcasts in there, right? But it's anyone in the space, yeah. Right? I always just I can appreciate it because I understand how much work goes into it, and it's not as easy as just showing up and you know, pressing a button on a camera or hitting record or writing a few sentences and throwing up a blog. It's not that easy.
Well, let's face it. There's going back to even skateboarding, there's styles, right? There's different ways to skin a cat. And I'll tell you, when it comes to photography, videography, there's so many different flavors of you know, what people can appreciate. And I think when you have that many different contributors across the platform that bring something different, you know, whether that's something, hey, I'm learning, or someone that's professional, or someone that used to do traditional media for the newspaper and they do stuff with us now, like, yeah, sometimes it's refreshing to be able to see the different perspectives and the way that they want to approach a game, the way they want to, you know, take a shot, the way that they approach a game and the way that they see it. I love that. And that's the thing I love about it, is because it's exciting. I can't wait to see at the end of a night. And I think that's probably what the community appreciates, is I can't wait to see at the end of the night what everyone did.
And
to your point about, you know, traditional media, you know, love the newspaper. I loved when my kid made the newspaper.
Even when we did as kids too, it was the coolest thing ever.
Without a doubt. And I still love that. But kids these days want that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about electronics.
Right.
They want that instant. What happened?
Yeah, I need to know what the kids are in, like, what they're like, how they see it now. Obviously, your kids, I think, are old enough to, you know, be like in that space where they really get it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing, man. We show up to a game and Sportswire's here, bro. Like Sportswire's here, you know.
And
so there's excitement built around.
Someone's like, oh man, that they're here, like,
right. And so there's an element there that, you know, people really love the fact that we're covering their game. You know, they also know that there's going to be something coming about, whether that's some cool photos, not just one photo that might be in the paper if it happens to make the paper. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, just the feedback from the parents is that, you know, I love the fact that it's like, it's hours after the game. It's not a couple days later, you know?
And
unfortunately, you know, with maybe the way the newspapers are kind of going these days is that, you know, things are delayed, things are getting bigger on their end, and, you know, cuts are happening. And you know, again, that's the sad part of reality and real life. And so a platform like ours that allows someone to be able to say, you know what, we can still go out, do what we love, be creative and have really no restrictions with that. You know, we check the boxes with a lot of different things, from, you know, having, you know, these different types of things where, you know, you want to obviously, you know, not child abuse or anything like that, and having all those different credentials that, you know, allow our folks to be on sidelines and around kids and things like that. So, you know, those are all check boxes of ours. But, you know, the fact of the matter is like, you want to make sure that, you know, you're bringing great stuff and great content and having a good time doing it. And again, it's been really well received, man.
Yeah. You know, I was curious, actually, not this whole time, but part of it, you just kind of brought it up and addressed it a little bit there, was that element of, as you said, like the, you know, because we're talking about miners here, right? So, so like that element, you know, I'm sure there's probably some parents out there that no matter what you do or say, they're just going to be unhappy. And it is what it is, you know what I mean? But at the same time, like, do you guys have like, are there things that you have to do like with like PIAA or anything to like, you know, to get like credential wise, like, are there other things that like you have to do to like for you and your team, whoever it is, to show up and photograph or video or anything like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, to obviously go to like district events and state events, you know, PIAA is
and to get the access, right?
To access, you want to have media credentials to be able to do that. And of course, we're well aligned with the PIAA. A lot of times when it comes to the schools, a media badge or approvals with athletic directors and things of that nature are requirements.
Any troubles? Do any of them give you any trouble?
No, not really. Well, you know, there's some that have different processes where it's a form process to be able to fill something out in advance to know that you're coming. You know, it comes down to liability and things of that nature. They don't want anybody getting hurt or,
so
those things are, you know, events that, you know, when those are coming about, we make sure we obviously do those things to make sure we're aligning with what their requirements are. And, you know, again, it's certainly something we don't mind, and you know, we take when it's available.
Yeah, and you know, it's really interesting nowadays too, because and if I had to guess now, without me knowing, you know some of the other, you know, I know some of the partners that you guys have, just kind of know them by name, don't really know them, right? But any of the other contributors, which actually I don't really know at all. But I would imagine that a lot of them, or at least some of them, are probably parents like yourself. So that to me, I think, is a really cool, unique aspect of it, because like let's like really take a step back here for a second, right? Like think back to like when we were kids.
Yeah.
And can you imagine like your parent, whether it was your parents or your friend's parents, being out there on the fields, on the track, wherever it is, and actually covering like the game that you're playing, right? The match, whatever it was. Like that to me is pretty unique, because, you know, now obviously with, you know, with the way that technology and, you know, like I'll say cameras, photo, video and all that, and I'll say cell phone technology, it's, you know, of course it's you know, and really, you know, anyone can shoot content nowadays. Not that everyone's good. I'm going to be very clear on that, right? Uh-huh. There is a difference, right? But anyone at any point nowadays, I mean, you know, pretty much who doesn't have a smartphone, right? So, now obviously I know you guys have, you know, you guys use other equipment than just smartphones, but like anyone could just, you know, take out, you know, a phone, just shoot some content. But to me, I think the really unique thing about it is, you know, for, especially for you too, is being the parent and being able to have the credentials as the media, right? Like you are the media and you're covering it and you get the access, like the, you know, I'll say a little bit of more behind the scenes access. I think that's just such a unique aspect, because can you imagine that existing back when we were kids?
Well, funny thing is, you know, leading up to, you know, coming in here and visiting with you, and thinking back, like, you know, where was I, or what makes me think as a dad, like, you know, and a parent, you know, where at some point did I like capturing memories, or like memories of myself being captured, and going way back, and the triplets, my old man, you know, we don't talk much today, but back then those big old VHS camcorders that you put up on the shoulder with the old, you know, VHS tapes in there. He used to record our games. So being able to, you know, throw those back, you know, when you were 6, 7 years old and be able to look back on those games when you're 15 years old and be like, look at that run, and, you know, capturing those memories and moments were special at that time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look back when my
brother, it was like a little different, cool, right?
But now it's like, you know, the cool thing was, is like, I spoke with one of our content contributors, Riley, and she's a student. She's done it.
Oh, you have student contributors too?
Yeah, student contributors.
Oh, that's even cooler.
She's following her track.
I didn't even think of that.
She's following her schools and all of those athletic events. So she's following her school, and, you know, what she loves is the fact that she's got someone's best game in her archive. She's got someone like, you know, their worst game in her archives. They got extremely fun moments and exciting moments and some of those sad moments. And that's the cool thing as a content contributor, is you're capturing all different aspects of what comes with, whether that's youth sports, varsity sports, collegiate sports, and pro sports. Like that's the drama. That's the thing that everyone loves. And, you know, we capture all of that the best we can. And, you know, we've done cool things too, where we have multiple content contributors at one game or one event or one, you know, like the districts that just happened for basketball at Mohegan. Big event, a lot of teams involved. And, you know, we took our team down there, and whether that's, you know, someone getting video, but we have another kid that's learning video and seeing what he could put together alongside what AG put together, and, you know, just the different perspectives and you know, where they're at in their own growth of things is just the coolest thing, man. And again, going back to, hey, at the end of the day, what are we going to see? I think that's why everyone's tuning in. And I think in the morning, you know, did I make SportsWire? I was on SportsWire.com.
Yeah.
And now we have folks, it's like kind of like the newspaper. They're gravitating it first thing in the morning. They're on our checking it, getting views, and it's crazy.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's really cool too, that you have student contributors. That's really I don't know why I didn't even think about that.
It's actually it's probably one of the biggest things for us.
Wow.
You know, the kids are at the events already.
Yeah. Right?
It's their friends, it's their peers. It helps them be a part of the game. It helps them be a part of the action. And I feel like that inclusivity of, hey, we're a school, or at SportsWire, we're a community. And we're that platform to be able to help not just be at school with our own media department, our own, you know, sports and athletic clubs. We're able to share that content to the masses. And
right away, instantly.
Right. And I think that's the appeal. And I think that's why people love it. And again, because we're impartial, we have students in schools all over the place. So
that is really cool. That is cool. I honestly, I don't know why the light bulb just went off, like, you know, a second ago when you said that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So we partner with some media clubs at schools. And, you know, that's obviously a great angle because they either provide a lot of content. They have folks that are writing for the school newspaper.
Do they still have school newspapers?
Yeah, some do.
Yeah.
Some do. But I mean, why do that when you can put it on SportsWire.com, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, but again, these kids are maybe some aren't the athletes, but they're, you know, putting together, you know, a portfolio to be able to be a communications major, and they want to go to school. And this is something that they look forward to. So being able to help be that platform for them to grow as a writer, a journalist, you know, maybe you want to be a broadcaster. You know, we have folks that are doing that well, and you could be a partner, you could be play-by-play, you can help be color. And we welcome that. The other cool thing is, you know, we're partnered with Misericordia, we're partnered with Penn State Wilkes-Barre, and you can receive college credits by being a member of SportsWire.
Really?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
More colleges, more higher education. We'd love to do those types of partnerships as well, but that's where we started.
Wow. Do you have any other partnerships, like anything else like that you guys do?
You know, I mean, we're obviously kind of weaving those webs right now. Like, there's
still trying to navigate that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it seems like the past, I want to say 4 months, we've really been engaged with folks that are interested in what we do from a community perspective, but from a branding perspective. I think folks really realize, like, these guys are doing really good stuff in the community, and we want to be a part of that, whether that's from a partnership perspective, a co-branding perspective, you know, sponsorships. Let's face it, I mean, you know, when it comes to sponsorships and revenues and money, I mean, things, you know, we all do this for no cost. Like, there is absolutely no money involved in it. But, you know, when it comes to broadcast, we learned really quickly that it costs money. The IAA charges fees to be able to be at district games, state games. And it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And let's face it.
It all adds up.
Without a doubt.
And especially with how much you guys cover.
Without a doubt. And you know, with what we were trying to do, you know, we didn't want to focus on one school. We wanted to focus on all schools. And I think that was a sentiment when we found out we needed to raise money to be able to do these different things, you know, get the equipment that we needed and the support we needed. It was with open arms that, you know, community folks, businesses were willing to share in that, and we helped promote that, you know. And then, you know, I thought, you know, some great things that came from that were, you know, and now we can, you know, send out thank yous and make cool graphics and, you know, put together some of the photos
that we
took.
Give people some shout outs. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, again, we're appreciative to those types of things, and we appreciate the support. And, you know, it's just been a fun ride this past 50 weeks, man. And we just passed 10,000 followers, man. And you know, it certainly wasn't easy, and you know, every follower meant something.
Yeah, that is really cool. And, you know, just like looking back, you know, so I'm just curious. So, you know, as you just said now, like, you know, and I know it's like, you guys do have like a couple, you know, a couple businesses I see like have like a little, graphic or a banner or ad, yeah, or I don't want to call them that, but just like a graphic with like the logo on your site on Sportswire.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys looking to, now I know, and you just said it, like, it's not like you guys started this to make money or no one's, you know, like, I get that. Right. But like, are you guys looking, obviously, too, as your costs, you know, are going to probably continue to increase as you guys expand and,
sure,
you know, equipment and just, you know, just everything from, you know, all the fees of, you know, doing all the right, checking all the right boxes to make sure you guys are in compliance with whomever you need to be in compliance, sure, with to be able to do what you do. Like, is the, I'll say, you know, the revenue monetization part of it, is that something that you guys are looking at, like, in the near future?
Yeah. I mean,
considering,
yeah, I mean, we would be open to it, obviously. I mean,
cause I mean, like I said, at some point, I think it's going to come to a point probably where it's like, okay, guys, hey, this is going to start costing us a little bit more. And like, right, who's paying for it?
Sure.
Right.
And to have that support, you know, whether that's with additional content or things that other businesses may want of us, you know, that's the cool thing, is like, we've been welcomed. And when you say like, are you going to just show up on a field? Like, people are inviting us to come to the fields. People want us, yeah, there. So they're, yeah, asking, awesome, us to come. So, you know, with that, could we generate, yeah, revenue to be able to say, hey, we could be a support element of that? Sure. And with that, you know, could come, you know, a sponsorship, or, you know, we'll pay to be there to provide photos, put your business logo on, mm-hmm, some of the images and albums that could be for the players or the league, yeah, or what have you.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing from that too is, you know, equipment. So people are also saying, hey, like, we'd love to see this type of you know, media element from you, podcasts, things, mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah.
The radio came about. That's expensive equipment. And,
yeah,
and now, yeah, you know, since districts and the basketball season, you know, there's others that really want to be part of what we're doing. Now that requires even more equipment. Radio equipment, you're looking about $1,000 a piece just for, you know, someone to have everything they need to be able to go out to a game and broadcast it.
Right.
Live on site. So with that said, I mean, obviously, you know, additional revenues would be welcomed, and, you know, we obviously, yeah, won't turn away anybody, yeah, yeah, looking to have Sportswire at their events. And, you know, we obviously need the equipment to be able to help provide more schools,
yeah,
the support and coverage they want.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm just, and the reason I ask, and that was, I wanted to, you know, have you share, you know, that first, and I was going to kind of want to tell you a little bit like with mine. And, you know, so for me, like when I first started this, and I think like you guys have a similar story, you know, even though you guys have a lot more, I'll say personalities and people. When I say personalities, I mean like people covering like the sure, creators, the content creators. I don't mean like, hey, we don't like him and she doesn't like her or whatever kind of thing. Right. But like when I first started, like, you know, really it was just me. I mean, I had, you know, one or two other people like helping a little bit here and there. And, you know, somebody helped me and he started for free, and they said, hey, I'll do X amount for free. And then I'll, you know, then after that, if you like it, and if it's good, like, then, you know, we'll talk about like what it, you know, might cost for sure, me to continue to help, you know, put this content, you know, edit the show basically.
Right.
So I didn't, you know, I didn't, you know, I had somebody help edit the show. But my point is that, I think similar with you guys, and it sounds like you guys have a very similar story, kind of like what I did when I first started, you know, the show here. Is you just did it for the love of it, and everyone embraced it, the community embraced it, all that, and it's all good. And then just eventually for me, like, it just got to a point, well, besides my cost going up, and I didn't mind, like in the very beginning, it was very minimal. Like it was free only for a very short amount of time. And then I just had very minimal costs. I mean, like very minimal enough that I was just like, okay, like, hey, I'm just paying it out of my pocket. Like, sure, it wasn't much. It wasn't anything that was going to break the bank. Right. So, And I just really enjoyed doing it. And I mean, obviously I still do. I'm not saying I, right. But like, I really enjoyed doing it. And I think, and everybody always asks like, Bill, like, why do you think your show and what you're doing has been so successful? And one of the things I always say is this story is that when I started it, I didn't start it to make money. I just started it because I don't even know. I was just like, oh, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just going to try this out. Like I was curious, right? It was just a genuine curiosity. And I just wanted to try it and just talk to people and just, I don't know, just have fun with it, right? Yeah. And I think you guys are, you know, have a similar, you know, story in that sense that, you know, you guys are, you're doing it for the love of it. And then eventually for me, besides my costs like going up, but simultaneously, as that started happening, I then started getting approached, as you're kind of just saying, and as, yep, you're saying, you know, it's probably going to continue to happen as you grow, and it will. Because like I said, it happened with me where people would come to me and say, hey, Bill, like, this is really cool what you're doing. Like, hey, like, like, can you advertise for my business on your show? And yeah. and in the very beginning, I actually turned a couple opportunities down right off the bat, because when I started it, I was like, well, to be honest, I was like, I don't even know what to charge you, first of all. Right. And I flat out said that to somebody. I said, listen, I don't even know what I would even charge.
Sure.
I said, let me think about that. I said, I need to figure out what value to assign a value to it. And obviously all that could be subjective, right? In some aspects. But I was just like, let me just figure out like what it's even worth. But also I was like, I don't think I'm even ready for that yet. Right. I always said like, I wanted to just build the platform and just gain people's trust and just let, you know, want, why I didn't want to just start throwing ads in front of people.
Right.
You know, nowadays, of course, there, you know, there's ads, you know, in the middle of the show, sometimes in the middle of the, you know, in the beginning of the show, the middle, there's, you know, some signage here and there and all that. But in the very beginning, I was just like, it didn't really matter as much, because like I said, my costs, I didn't really have much cost.
Sure.
But then, you know, like I said, then as the opportunity started coming along, of course, I started entertaining, but then I kind of almost sort of had to, because it was getting to the point where, okay, like, hey, like, this is now becoming, you know, I have a more significant cost here, and I do have to eventually get some of these costs covered, just so at least I could break even,
right.
You know? And I was like, and in the very beginning, I was like, okay, as long as I break even, like, this is cool, you know? You know, then eventually it just got more and more and more. And I'm, you know,
sure.
Obviously, you know, long story short, we're here. But the point is that like I said, I started it with just that genuine, you know, not that it's not authentic now, but it's just that authenticity of just like, hey, we're just doing this for fun. We're just, you know, we're building a community. And I see the same thing in you guys. And it just makes me happy to see, you know, that similar story in that aspect, because like, it, you know, again, it's not like you said, hey, we're starting this and we're, you know, it's showing up day one and here's the cost. Like, well, right. Like, wait a second. Like, oh, like I thought this was, you know, and that's, I think that's what makes the difference. And I think that's what makes, and people can see that. And I think, you know, like I'll say like the parents, you know, and everybody, I think everybody can see that, like why you're doing it and for the sure. reasons you're doing it. And of course, I think everybody knows that eventually it's going to come to a point where, hey, we do need to make some money. And, you know, and who knows, maybe at some point it will become a real full-time salary thing for some people, maybe not all, right? You know, I imagine, I'm just saying, I think it could be whether you guys want it to go there or not, because for me, and just if anyone's listening or watching that, when I look back to when I first started, I don't think I ever thought it'd be possible that I'd be sitting here
right.
today doing this full time.
Sure.
Like literally, like back then, you know, because again, I'm going back 5 years ago, and not that podcasting wasn't new, but it was also like newer to this area. There were some other ones, and I don't ever claim to be the first around here,
sure.
right? Because and I wasn't, right? But like looking back on it, I was like, I thought to myself, like, and I always made the joke. I'm like, oh, you know, Joe Rogan, I'm never going to be a Joe Rogan. And I probably still never will be. And that's okay. You know, but, and when I mean Joe, I just mean like the money aspect of it. I
sure.
was like, yeah, maybe I'll make a few bucks off this someday, but you know, nothing significant to live off of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, true.
But then, you know, as it started progressing and as I started entertaining more of those opportunities, and then as, you know, as the brand grew, as the show grew in the community, and that was the biggest thing, was the community and getting people involved and just gaining people's, you know, trust and just, you know, again, just the authentic content and never straying away from that, because I think that's so important. I think once you, because people, you know, start, you, once you get to a point, you kind of sort of teeter that line where it's like, you know, then people are just like, oh, he's just bought now, and it's like that, and it's
sure.
like, you know, so. But I just want to share that story because I think it's important for people to hear, because you know, again, whether a kid from high school is listening or watching this right now and wants to maybe do something like you or I are doing. And maybe they might look at it and be like, I don't even know anybody that's making money off this. Is it even possible?
Sure.
Whether it's a high school kid or whether you know it's an adult, somebody on your team. I just want to say like it is possible. I mean, of course, it's a lot of hard work.
You know, to that point, I mean, you know, we try to give our content contributors a bit of a platform too to be able to sell their images. Like,
right.
So if you go to a game and you want to be able to, take your album and throw them on our website so that, you know, someone can go find them and buy them. I mean, that's certainly something that we offer. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, parents are requesting that, like, you'd be surprised. Like,
they're saying, hey, can we buy the photos?
Right. Exactly. So you know, like Justin Focus Photography, I mean,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
Action sports photographer,
yeah.
People love images and
of course,
you know, that can also, you know, come to, you know, I want a poster, you know, and you know,
yeah.
Those are the things that we do in addition to, you know, what we could provide. We do sports cards. We do all these different things. And of course, that's a money element portion of it. But again, those are through photography, those are through our photography businesses that kind of comes. And we're obviously at games. You know, someone wants images, we can provide the images. You know, usually going to have a watermark on them, but and I think that's the other cool thing too. Is like, I mean, you know, people are coming out. We're going to not just share one photo. We're going to share 20 photos, and mm-hmm. you know, people are going to see multiple kids, multiple teams, you know, in one post and recap the game. And I think people appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's you know, it's so funny. You know, as you say that, like I think, you know, anytime we're talking about this, I'm just flashing back to like when I was a kid in high school, and just because yeah, at that time that the only thing there really was you know, like you said, besides like, you know, your dad with like a camera on the shoulder, but like that was just something that you guys had at home, right? Right. So, but beyond that, it was the only thing really was like the newspaper and like some local, you know, TV channels that maybe would show up, you know, sure. I remember John Mandola back in the day. I think he's still around.
Yeah. John's awesome.
Yeah.
John's a great guy.
Yeah.
And John Mandola. Yeah. Give him a plug. John Mandola show.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does great stuff with the teams and, you know, his interviews, and, you know, he even broadcasts the Wilkes-Barre area games, and he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
Love John.
Yeah. I thought he was still around. I think I've seen him pop up here and there, like just, you know, seeing some stuff on social media. But, you know, again, I remember back, you know, when I was in high school, and he covered stuff with me, and he was a, you know, funny guy. I loved him. He was great. It was one of those things. Same thing when he showed up, it was like, John Mandola's here. And it was like real serious, yeah. You know? But back then it was either like the John Mandolas of the world and, or just a still shot, like maybe one photo in the newspaper. So like you think about like whatever sporting event it was, you know, the odds of there being multiple photos in the newspaper, unlikely, right. You know, unless it was like a big, like a district event or something. Sure. Yeah, sure. There's probably going to be, you know, something on the cover and then maybe, you know, a couple pictures maybe in the other parts of the paper, but not that much, you know? And then again, it's in a newspaper and it's different. It's so weird, like comparing that to what it is now. Yeah. But I think it's just so unique nowadays because of social media and because of technology and the ability for, you know, people like you, whether, you know, whether it's a parent or not, and the fact that you guys also have students involved is so cool, but to be able to have them right there and you just, it's instant and it's a really unique thing.
And you know, attaching favorite songs, music to it, all that sort of stuff. I mean, it just brings a little bit more of a hip element.
Personality.
To it. Exactly. And you'll see from when the folks, you know, that are doing our content, you know, you could see their personality showing maybe the posts that they do, you know, how they word things, the articles they write, and how they you know, try to come across. And, you know, we love everyone. And, you know, to your point, when you see John Mandola, like we have a guy that started with us, Doug Nolde, shout out to Doug. You know, he's got a great thing where, you know, he'll go out, he has a camera phone, he doesn't take photos, he doesn't have, you know, the nice Canon or Nikon or anything like that. He uses his phone and he'll do videos and he'll just video the game. And, you know, the cool thing is he's got a mic set, he'll interview mm-hmm. the players afterwards, and that's what he does. And now we call him take me through it, Doug, because that's nice. Kind of like at the end, like, yeah. as he's interviewing, take me through it, you know. And
okay,
that's his thing. So we call him take me through it, Doug.
And take me through it, Doug. I like that.
You know, he's really developed into you know, a great post game guy, and he comes up with great questions and just a real good asset to our team. And again, just a guy that, you know, we really gravitated and supported ever since he come along with us. And, you know, again, came from another media element, and you know, but he's loving hanging with us, and we love having him.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, it's when you talk about that, like those unique things that you just remember about like him, you know, take me through, and like that's kind of like, that's probably gonna be his signature thing probably forever now, right? Yeah. And as you said, like everybody knows him. I don't even know him, but now I know him as that, and I'll never know him any other way, which I think is cool, right? And you know, but back to like the John Mandola thing, you know, like, you know, there's been several times, and you know, when I was in high school, where, you know, where he would come and you know, like I say, like a track meet, for example, and it's so funny, you know. Of course, my mom like videotaped the VCR, the tape, right?
VHS.
I couldn't even think of the name. Look at me. Jeez, we're not that old, are we? But like, I know I still have it somewhere, but you know, mom recorded it when it was on TV. But I'll never forget like the one time I won I think it was like the 400 meter race, or it might have been one of the relays or something that and I was, you know, it was me crossing the finish line, and it was something that it was like a come from behind win, and it was sure. Like I just barely won, but won, you know. And at the time, I worked at Wegmans in the produce department. I worked there in high school and throughout college, and
sure.
And like he literally worked that into the story somehow, which I, and he always did like really cool, unique things. And I hope he's listening, and he probably doesn't even remember. He has no clue who I even am, but I mean, I remember him, and I think that's the cool, that's the unique thing. And I think, you know, obviously these things are going to happen with you guys, and, you know,
sure,
you know, like, all the kids that you guys are covering, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now are going to be able to tell these same stories, but in a different way. And I'll never forget, like, as I'm crossing the finish line, he's like, and, you know, and Bill Corcoran crossed the finish line. He's like, and he sells me grapes at Wegmans. And you know, like, he had like that. Yeah. It was just so like, I could literally, like, I could hear like his voice and the way he said it. Like, yeah, literally as I'm crossing the finish line, you know, he's saying, and he sells me grapes at Wegmans, because like literally one time he came to Wegmans, and I think it was right before this track meet. He came to Wegmans, and I just, you know, I happened, you know, I was, of course I recognized him, and he's just doing his regular weekly shopping. Yeah. And, you know, I must've been stocking the grapes or something. And, you know, I said, hey, John Mandola. And he's like, you know, looks at me. I said, oh, yeah, I said, you know, I hope you can come to one of our meets sometime soon. I think I probably invited him, like, you know, selfishly. Right.
Yeah.
But he showed up. He did, like, and I don't know if it was because I, you know, I kept asking him, but he did. And it was just really cool. Cause literally, like, he actually did was asking something about the grapes. And I think, I don't know if I had to go get some more or something, but like, he remembered that and literally worked it into the story, which I thought was hilarious. And I'll never forget it. Never forget it.
Well, the funny thing is, bringing that up, that story you just mentioned, it resonates, and it, yeah, resonates with us, because I just got a message the other day from a parent that said, hey, just so you know, like, I don't know how often you get out to Little League games or anything like that, but I mean, I love doing that. I love just popping into a Little League game and doing that. We did that. That's where we started last year. Like, shortly after when we started, track was happening, volleyball was happening, and you know, we followed that pretty extensively, baseball and softball a little bit. And then, you know, what was after that? There's nothing. It's Little League. I'm like, you guys don't understand the impact that Little League has on these kids. And you don't understand the excitement these kids get when they see their name in the paper.
Yeah.
I just went through it with my son. So like, and our team, like, they loved that. We got to follow it. We got to go be present at these events. This parent reached out and said, listen, my kid's a big fan of yours. If you can ever make it to a Turcos Tigers event in Mid Valley, come to it. I'll be there. I'll make it to an event.
That's cool.
You know,
yeah.
Their season's just getting started, but it's one of those things when you hear that, you see that, you feel that, you're obviously doing something to, you know, be embraced by the community.
Yeah, you're
being
right.
Welcomed, and you know, it's gratifying.
It is,
you know, to be able to hear that and know those sentiments come from folks that, you know, it's really resonating with the youth too.
Yeah, I mean, and I know you just said it, but I'm just going to echo it too. It's just the impact that you're making, and I think, you know, and I know you realize it, right? But I think there's probably some other, you know, maybe some other contributors or, you know, anyone that may not even realize it. And I think it's just a really unique thing and something really to point out, because as you said, I think sometimes, you know, we all get just caught up in our day-to-day thing. And even if you're the one doing the thing, a lot of times, like, we don't look at ourselves, you know, from the outside and see, like, the impact that we're actually having. And again, like, you know, these kids, like, and these parents, like, it's the most important thing to them, literally.
Right.
Like, nothing else matters other than, you know, as we know, we're both parents, we know, it's like,
right,
the kids are it. It's everything, you know? And, you know, of course, you know, we both grew up, you know, playing sports, like, and, you know, so we also get it from when we were kids, you know, that aspect. And now we're on the other side of it.
Sure.
But it's the impact that you guys can have, you know, on these, you know, not just the kids, but the parents and everything on their lives. It's huge. And it's things, like I said, like that story with John Mandola, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget it. I don't even know when the last time was that I told that story. I think I might've told it to my wife like a few years ago. I forget why. Cause I think my mom might've been cleaning out some parts of her attic or something. There was still like a couple handful, like, of totes, like plastic totes,
sure,
that still had, you know, like high school and college stuff,
yeah,
you know, trophies and all the newspaper clippings and everything else. And sure enough, what was in there? Well, that VHS tape with the, you know, the John Mandola thing, you know, and I, right when I saw the tape, I knew exactly what it was. I knew,
awesome,
you know, I don't even remember, you know, the exact meet or what it was, but I just remember that moment. And like you said, like, it's impactful and it's something you remember for the rest of your life. And it's important.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, you know, impacting these athletes, these student athletes, but being able to be there, that support element for the families, let's face it, not everyone wants to be able to pull up a camera and you know, take their kids' content and you know, they want something to, you know, be a memory, and that's what our team can obviously do. And you know, we're obviously seeing the fruits of the labor kind of come to fruition now, and yeah, we love that.
Yeah. What do you think might be next for you guys? You guys have anything in the works that you can either maybe talk about? I mean, maybe there's some things you maybe not don't want to mention yet. But is there anything you guys might be working on or just other things that people can look forward to? What else is going on?
Yeah. So, you could probably look to see some things different upcoming for Little League. We have some angles there that, we're kind of navigating right now in the background. So good things to come there, we feel. Track events that are upcoming. There's some big track meets that we've been invited to come help support. That's really where we got started when we started a year ago. And we love the track athletes. I'll tell you, there's a good group, and they're called Behind the Hurdles, and they go to Holy Cross, and it's a bunch of kids that, they go around and they interview all the teams and all the participants inside a track. So you being a track guy.
Oh, yeah. I can appreciate this. Yeah.
So imagine someone coming around in the middle of the field, of the infield, of the track and interviewing you and saying what are you excited about? Like, tell me what motivates you. Like, what are you guys eating today? You guys eating some bananas? Yeah. Like, and then they're funny cats too.
Yeah. How'd you prepare?
It's just, they helped us last year with, some support for the Dream Game, which is a big football game up in Lackawanna County at Valley View Stadium. They did sideline interviews for us.
I bet that's so cool.
It's just a different element, right? I mean, so facing, these kids are peers of theirs. They're, schoolmates. And again, they probably know each other just because they're maybe at rival schools or neighboring schools. And, be able to go around and actually have that peer-to-peer conversation. Yeah. And sometimes, again, just because they're good dudes and ladies. They're fun. They're engaging. And again, we welcome that. We love that collaborative effort. We love that team.
Yeah, I'm sure it adds competitive element too.
Right.
Especially if the other team or some of the other players, whatever it is, they see, the other side, being interviewed or whatever, and whether they don't get interviewed, then it's like next time, they said that, I'm going to get them next time, it's cool. It also adds that competitive element to it, which I think is also just a cool thing. I just can't even imagine, as you said, this whole episode, by the way, has just been a really cool, nostalgic, trip down memory lane here. And, I'm thinking back, as you said, imagine me as a kid, being, on the infield there right before I was about to go out for a race. And, those moments, it would have been really interesting to see, if somebody were there to capture, it was the relay team and we were huddled up just to, talk for 10 seconds before we went out there, getting some of that, behind the scenes, whether it was an interview or not, that is really, really cool.
Right. So, I mean, those types of things, we're going to start to integrate a little bit more in some of our content. We obviously have a lot of different events that we've been invited to be able to come help support. Some things that we've done in the past and we look to try to do a little bit more is student takeovers. So that element with being part of the schools, and let's face it, there's some pretty hyped up student sections that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
To support their classmates.
Rowdy, getting rowdy.
Without a doubt. So we do student takeovers, and we're going to do a little bit more of an element there where, they take over our social media platform and go live and, do updates and things like that from their student section. So we're going to do a little bit more of that and spread the love around there, throughout District 2, District 11, District 4. That's upcoming. We've been approached, by other organizations to really help dive a little bit more into sports coverage. Podcast could be in the works for us as well.
All right. Yeah.
There's a lot. We have some conversations with more broadcasting and radio and covering football games and things of that nature. So more to come there. Still navigating all of that and what that could really take so that we have all the resources available and actually do it the way we want to do it. I mean, when we approach something, we want to do it and do it well. I think that's also why people really gravitate towards too, is because there's no shortcuts.
You're doing it right. Yeah. I love to see it, man. And, like I said, I can always appreciate, anyone who's doing anything somewhat similar to what I'm doing, because I know what it takes, and I appreciate the talent. I appreciate, it's all the behind the scenes stuff. We won't go down that rabbit hole, but you and I both know how much work goes into something like this, and I think not a lot of people, I think some people realize it, but maybe a lot don't, because I might have said it earlier, forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but it's not as easy as just showing up and pressing a button on a camera and then posting something. It's not that easy.
Right. True. And again, to the point of what else could be down the road for us is, I think more collaborative collaborations with schools. We'd love to be in every school. We'd love to be able to have a platform where we can have that stepping stone for everybody that's inside school, whether you're a journalist, a reporter, someone that's looking to, you know, learn photography or start a media club or something like that. We would love to help be that avenue for them to be able to help grow and support them.
That's so awesome.
Definitely something we'd love to do more of.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to, whether they just want to get involved, learn whatever it is, I think it's pretty obvious, but give shout outs, your social media and whatever else, that you want to kind of point people to.
Yeah, absolutely. Go follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SportsWire. You can find us on sportswire.com as well. There's even a couple tabs off to the left-hand side where you can actually go and, fill out a form and, be a part of the media group and put a request in. And we'll go ahead and follow up and happy to have you as part of the team. So, anybody out there that's interested in learning photography, learning videography, graphic design, to really just being anything in sports stats, whatever it is, we welcome you with open arms. We're a pretty open community.
Awesome. Well, man, this was cool. I'm glad we connected to do this.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it.
I've seen you guys popping up here and there, and I never really dove into the content and I didn't even know that you guys were this deep into it, obviously. And but congrats again on you guys just hit the 10,000, and it's exciting to see. And keep doing what you're doing, man. And shout out to the rest of your team and anyone else involved. I know I don't know them all, but. But I know it takes a team, to do what you guys do, and same thing here. It's, even though it may only look like, on the screen and the voice, it may only look like it's me, but everybody already, mostly knows this, but it's not just me, I'm always thankful for anyone, all my team, some have bigger roles than others, but I'm always grateful for, everyone that's helped me, past, present, and, whoever's going to come in the future. And, cause I think you're a fool to think that you can ever do anything by yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it's always important to involve whomever you can, when you can, where you can, and just come together as a team and really just build something big. Because I think if you want to really build something that's big and meaningful, you can't do it alone.
No, so you're nailing the head, man. And it takes an army, it takes a big support system.
Yeah,
we certainly have that at SportsWire, and couldn't be more grateful for the folks that have contributed their content, been a part of the team. Support us in every way, and then the folks and fans that obviously support us and what we're trying to build here in the community. So, again, appreciate everybody that's listening and look forward to the future here, man.
Awesome. All right. Justin Bradley on the Stacks in the Loop Internet Studio. Thanks for joining me. If you want to see more On the Stacks content, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/onthestackspodcast or search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.